Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. Welcome also to the third day in August. Please open your hand to receive these prayers and be responding with Amen, I receive it. The third day in the Bible is not an ordinary day. Genesis 22 verse 4, Abraham saw the place of sacrifice on the third day. That is divine direction. Exodus 19 verse 11. God appeared to Jacob on Mount Sinai on the third day. That is divine visitation. Esther chapter 5 verse 1. She went before the king on the third day. That is favor and divine visitation. Hosea chapter 6 verse 2. On the third day, he will raise us up. That is revival and restoration. Luke 24 verse 7. Jesus rose again from the dead on the third day. That is resurrection and victory. Let me use all this to pray for you. Open your hand wider. As Abraham was directed, your life will enjoy divine direction. Everywhere you go, your desired resources will be waiting for you there. Appearance to Israel on the third day. Close your eyes and lay your hand. I prophesy. This month, God will open your eyes to see your ram in the thicket, and your resources shall come to you. No matter how high you have been, you will be raised higher. Oh, you will go further. Your level will change for good. Those of your children and everything you do will change. Jesus rose up from the dead on the third day. Hosea said, he will raise us up. Lift up your right hand and let me use that to pray. God will lift you up to a higher level this month in Jesus' name. Every process you have started and is taking long for completion, receive divine anointing for speedy completion. I prophesy the finishing grace to work for you. What is this? You have been working or you are processing a thing and it's taking long. Oh, God will cut it short. You will have the answer. Who is this? Some people are against you. Where you work, in the family, in the marketplace, in the school, in the institution, God said he will fight your battle for you. And you will come up with sweet testimony. I will see to your situation turned around and turn to testimonies. God said, I should tell you. All the hostilities against you will end very soon. August 3, born people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well. Happy birthday. Listeners, this is day 21. 3 weeks of teachings and treating questions and situations. I hope we all learned one or two things to include what we already know. Knowledge has no end. We will come back to questions, situations, and teachings again. But for the next 2 weeks, 14 days, it shall be testimony sharing. Send your new testimonies or the ones you sent before that we have not read. Don't keep your miracles to yourself if you want God to give you more. And if you don't want the devil to steal your miracle, give it with joy, but let it be brief. The time we have here does not allow long writing. Send it to our usual number, +234-809-789-4000. It will get to me. First issue for teaching today. Adi, please pray over our communion tomorrow. We do understand how heavy your commitment is. Wow. So I miss praying over communion on Saturday. Sorry about that. I'm sure everyone prayed over the communion before you took it. Still, let me pray. I prophesy over the flesh and the blood of Jesus in you. It will make perfect your system and your healing. You are blessed. Next, there are so many responses, counsel, and advice for our member whose children oppose her getting married to fellow widower. I will just read a few when we get there. Also, a mother that went to do Omugo and the son appeared unfriendly. I don't want to say hostile to his mom. Let's start. To the son that is maltreating his mother, he is just being the mouthpiece of the wife. Let mama come home to have her peace. Another comment. Mama may be one of those human beings that are extremely difficult to please. It seems her son and the wife are on the same page on mama here. Next, good morning, dear daddy. My sister that went to do Omugo did not tell us about the reaction of her daughter-in-law, because that also is important. Or did the son married Oyibo? Yes, Mama did not tell. If the son married a white woman, called Oyibo, that would be a completely different story. Mama can get back to us with more details so that we can give further counsel. Next, good morning, sir. Concerning Mama that went to do Omugo, let her get an earpiece plug so she can listen to messages and even inspirational songs to keep herself busy and happy. Wow. That is if the son will be kind enough to buy her an earpiece. Now, so much for Mama. Let's cross over to our second person. Next, to the widowed sister. For our widowed sister, let her continue to pray and talk to the children, because that experience is something else. I that have not widowed, each time my husband of 41 years is not around for 2 weeks, thank God for food. Sometimes I don't even feel like preparing food, even like eating, because it is only me. Now we have decided that we shall be traveling and going together. Please let the children rethink so they can have their mother with them for a long time. Wow, those children cannot fathom the loneliness and the frustration, the cry that their mother goes through all the time she remembered her passed away husband. Now, to have lived together with a spouse for years, especially if they were lovebirds, if they were friends, then one suddenly left. Please, it is difficult. It is easier to imagine than to experience. Now, to please all parents on this platform, connect your children to TPGF so that listening to me every day, they will be wiser in all areas. My last word, widows and widowers, especially young ones, please, after a year or two, remarry. Don't say, I will live the rest of my life for my children. Those children will soon pass out of college or university. They will soon get married and leave the home. Then loneliness will set in. Next, the children that do not want their mother to remarry are being selfish. They should understand that their mother is lonely and lack companionship. Wow, they are not just being selfish, they are also being childish as well. Please, sir, what is the name for our August oil? Anointing oil for August is anointing for open heaven. Next, please, where can we get Daddy's new book in Ibadan, apart from Dominion City? Oh, other places. Living Spring Chapel, Center, Sango, the bookshop there. Fairman Bookshop, J. Allen, opposite Zene Bank, J. Allen, Ibadan. And for all listeners, chat or send an SMS or a call to our book officer, Dickiness Bookie, on 0805-6434-758. She will direct you. All my listeners, chat her. She will need this book before it runs out of print. Every TPJ members should have this book, read this book, apply it. You need it. Please do so. Then rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Have you paid your tithe? Month has ended. Do so as soon as you can. And also your battle seed, your Thanksgiving seed, your partnership commitment seed, the crossover night seed, as said, and then the seed of 888. We are sowing this 8th month of the year. Many are doing it and I'm praying for them. Do as God gives you the grace to do. TPGF Conference US is holding in Houston, Texas, August 22 to 23, and in New Jersey, August 29 to 30. I will be there live to minister in both places. Please send a chat or of register me. I am coming to +1 281 492 6300 or +44 74111 28401. Let's know you are coming so that we can take care of the logistics. Oh, they will reply you and they will register you. It will be great in Houston and New Jersey end of this month. As announced, I will announce it more. All parents, all husbands and wives, everyone in Nigeria that have your people around Houston and New Jersey, send to them to send to that number. and register them. Send them the link. Let them be there. It's going to change destinies and transform life. I pray for everyone listening to me today. The power of God rests on you heavily. God that has started well with you this month will take you higher up. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and a wonderful month. Bye.